When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
They can win it, but it's going to be tricky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't make you a bad fan to say it, to live in reality, the harsh reality that we have in front of us. Yeah. A season that's not over, far from over.
No.
You got to go play the games.
Exactly.
And they can win the games, but the harsh reality is these injuries are going to make it really tough.
Right.
And you're not a bad fan if you say you don't think they're winning the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I mean, look, Sunday's going to be a lot tougher than people think, taking on the Bears. I believe. I mean, I still think they'll win, but it's going to be a closer game. The Bears, the last few games, have always given the Lions trouble. They beat them last year at Soldier Field. Jared Goff said, you know, on Tuesday, that's one box we have to check, winning a game at Soldier Field in this, you know, in the last few years.
Ticket Texter says, I could care less about the team struggling. Stoney, that's Scott and Carlton. This one says, Stoney, it's a mixed bag. There's nothing wrong with realism or relentless positivity. I prefer to defer to Dan Campbell's approach, which is focus on the one in front of you, Steve and Livonia.
Absolutely.
Guys, I'm convinced that there are fans that are totally delusional and believe if they defend the team enough, it will help them somehow.
There are those people. Those people. Yeah.
Can someone please play Jared Goff's opinion on the matter? Is it negative or is it the reality?
I think it's reality. You have injuries and you don't think their chances are as good to win the Super Bowl. It's not a horrible take. It's not, oh my God, it's over. Don't even bother, you know, play Hendon Hooker tomorrow, Sunday. No, you know, I mean, come on, really?
Nobody's doing that.
I know.
Yes, we're devastated with injuries, but there's 3 weeks left. What's to say the other four elite teams don't suffer injuries of their own? The football gods are ruthless. That's Cooper.
That's true. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts, you know, he's got a broken finger on his non-throwing hand. And Dickerson, their offensive lineman, is not healthy yet. So, yeah, absolutely. Injuries change a lot of things. You know, the cliche, and it's true, this sport is a game of attrition. And right now the Lions are losing the game of attrition.
Texter says, I blame the injuries on Dan Campbell. He pushes his team to play hard every play. And they play hard for him every rep. I hate the injuries, but I would rather have a coach getting the all every single play, Matt Nacar. So he says he blames Campbell, but he understands it.
Well, she's talking about in practice, which we don't. They pad up probably a little more than other teams, but I think he knows when to take it off.
No, if you want to blame someone for the Lions' injuries, you know who you should blame? The fact that they had a week five bye week. The fact that college football has two byes, but the NFL only has one. I'm not saying it prevents all these injuries.
No.
But imagine if this team could have kicked their feet. They played four games in 18 days. You want to blame someone, blame the NFL.
Right. Except most of the injuries were like structural and things like that. They weren't like, you know, oh God, you know, it's a hamstring because the, you know, you didn't stretch enough or anything. Well, the only one who was really weird was what Rakestraw got injured during a warm-up.
Yeah, that one kind of flew under the radar.
The one weird one to me is Davis. How many broken jaws do you see in the NFL?
Yeah.
That's a pretty rare injury because the face is so protected. You know, I think there's people that work at this station who have no emotional tie to this team, really, when it comes down to it. So they're looking at it logically more than maybe a fan is, okay, in terms of they're just seeing the amount of injuries and the, guess what? The odds are that affects this team in a negative way, right?
Yes.
So therefore, they're just looking at it as in nuts and bolts. And then there's people, I found Jim to be the one person that's really struggling with the logic versus the, you know, you
the
believe
emotion,
in everything that's tied into what Dan Campbell has built here, though. And like, this is a constantly evolving situation. Like yesterday, something happened. It came out from what Campbell said that I'm just slightly more cautious now. And I think people like they hold you to you. Your opinion can change. Okay.
Well, Buffalo should have changed some people's opinions. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. It did to a degree, but I maintain they don't play Buffalo until the Super Bowl. Right. They don't play Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
And my thing all along, though, is the only thing that matters for the season is winning the Super Bowl. So that's why it's burned in my head. Like, well, yes, will they beat the Bears? I expect them to beat the Bears. Do I expect them to go to San Francisco to win that game? Yes. Even week 18 against the Vikings, some people are maybe lukewarm. I think they will win that football game, which means they will have home field in the NFC. It's a huge chip for this team to get a week off, to play the games at home.
It's very important. There's no doubt about it.
But to the point, they'll still have to beat potentially the Eagles / Josh Allen again, or Mahomes or Lamar. And that's the thing that stuck in my head, because I am really viewing this season as the Super Bowl is salvation.
Right.
And I don't know if they're going to get to salvation.
We did the Thursday touchdown and I said, who needs to step up? You know why my answer is Owens Arike? Well, first off, it just is because I think he's going to, McNeil is a big loss. But the second thing, the thing that happened yesterday was Campbell said Kaminsky's probably not coming back now.
Right. Yeah.
And when we talked about this Tuesday, the impression was that Kaminsky could probably be back for the divisional round. And I believe that's just another body that you can trust. So now that body's not there. So now there's just a little bit more. Look, is John Kaminsky going to be the reason why they win the Super Bowl?
No.
But again, the process of just not having people and losing bodies along the way, what if somebody else gets hurt? You know, we don't know. I've held maintained since the beginning of the season. I said, I thought the number one reason they wouldn't reach the Super Bowl is because they'd have to go to Philly in the NFC Championship game. Which, I said that before the season. I will not remove that. But guess
what? Before the injuries and all of that, yes.
If Jalen Hurts gets hurt in the divisional round, I will change my opinion.
Right.
It's like people are crazy, man.
You know, the whole thing, everything together. You know who else was an underrated injury and all this stuff? Is Dorsey. Okay? He's the best gunner in the National Football League. Part of the reason Jack Fox has this unbelievable net punting is because he gets down there and they have to either call a fair catch or he nails the guy. And even he gets hurt and is out for the year.
Yeah. Let's get some phone calls on this. 248-539-9797. Stoney, great observation. You've seen the infighting within the fan base.
Yes.
The challenging of one's fandom, fan policing, whatever you want to call it. If you don't think this team will win the Super Bowl, supreme, unwavering belief the way maybe you had a week or two ago, if you no longer have that, some have called you a bad fan. Let's get to Scott in Lake Orion. Scott, what's up?
Yeah, good morning. No, I was nervous last week when you guys started pulling out the double-digit disco. I thought that was... That made me nervous from the get-go, but yeah. You know, I've been realistic, injuries, all that. But I think the worst fans are the ones that are just waiting to pull out the same old Lions. They're just itching to throw that out there, which it's not the case.
No,
they're barred by injuries.
You know, it's funny. We had this discussion with Doug on Tuesday, I think, Scott, and I said I do believe that the franchise is cursed. You know, whatever, it's the only curse I believe in. But that's not the same as SOL.
Okay.
Very correct. Very true.
I did see Rieger on Twitter questioning if these injuries qualified as SOL. I'm not going to say Rieger was calling the same old Lions. I don't want to be unfair to Jeff, but he was asking the question as he so often does. I don't think they're related.
No.
Those days are over.
Correct.
Let's get to Ben.
By the way, as far as the curse goes, it goes away once they make the Super Bowl. They don't have to win it. They make it, the curse, in my mind, is completely gone.
So I view it a little differently. I view same old Lions as something that you could always fall back into. But it's kind of like taking your daily vitamins.
Right.
You have to avoid, you know what I mean? And Dan Campbell has a regimented program here that has put it in the rear view mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start doing dumb stuff again 10 years from now, that's same old, right?
Yes.
But they've done such a good job avoiding. Like, same old is self-inflicted dumbassery to me.
Correct.
If they don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's understandable.
Right.
I can't look at this team and go, oh, a bunch of idiots couldn't get out of their own way.
Same old Lions. They went to the Super Bowl and lost. No, that's not the same old Lions. Okay? They got to the Super Bowl. That's different. If the Bills go and lose, that's SOB, same old Bills.
if you're looking at this team that could win 14, 15 games, back-to-back, you know, division crowns. Yeah, that's the same old Lions. Okay, yeah, you're a jackass.
Exactly.
Let's get to
Ben. But see, the Riegers of the world would say if they lose in the Super Bowl because Jared Goff runs out of the back of the end zone. See, that's the way they look at things, those people.
Those people. Ben and Lapeer, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's good to hear you back on the radio there, Stoney. It's you're a great asset to your profession, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Ben. It's very nice of you.
Well, thank you. My point is this, is that Detroit started out the season as a thoroughbred. They were going through, you know, taking people out left and right, and then now with the injuries and stuff, now the playing field is level. I'm not saying that they can't make the Super Bowl. It just, with the injuries and things, it's going to make it a little bit more difficult, but I still think that they can get there. It's just they have to, you know, play the game, and hopefully next man up is the way to go. Now, I do have a really quick question. I read an article that said that if the Miami Dolphins get out of playoff contention, that for some reason that Calais Campbell could become available. Have you guys heard that?
I saw that.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Wow.
I saw that. I should have clicked on the video to hear the quotes from Calais at his locker room, but I did see it. It's so dangerous to just go off a tweet, but I had seen something where he may ask to be released or something at the end of the season if Miami's out, which would make a lot of sense for Detroit. But if he goes on waivers, Detroit's priority is going to be near the end.
Right, and other people might pick him up just to keep him from Detroit.
Yes. Judy in Waterford, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, Hi, Judy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm just about ready to pull into work, so I don't have much time. But I just wanted to say that everybody has a relationship. I've been watching the Lions with my dad, who's in heaven now, since I was 6 at the Silverdome, and we all have different opinions about what's going on with our Lions right now, and it's okay. It's kind of like a family member that's been addicted in some way or another. Certain people are going to get behind them and rally them all the way through, and they're going to be there for them no matter what, and certain people are going to be like, eh, we're just going to believe it when we see it. And that's okay, you know?
Because they all love them anyway.
Yes.
They show it in different ways.
Judy, that's a really good analogy. Like, some people are going to show tough love. Some people are going to be unwavering. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, and it's kind of like, and I'm just going to relate it back to COVID, when everybody was like, oh, but you said the face masks were the way to go. Oh, you said wash your hands, wash your groceries, do this. And then it was like, no, you don't have to do all that stuff. You know, opinions change. Let people go through this. You know, that post that Amon Ra sent out the other day, I think it was yesterday or today, I'm not really sure when it was, and he was like, I love my fans. Thank you so much for being there for me. It really means a lot that we all just remain fans. Remain a fan. You're not a bad fan.
Right.
You're probably a great fan. You're just a realistic fan.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great point, that people have different relationships with this football team. Doesn't make you a bad fan.
No.
It's a good phone call. By the way, you see Amon Ra St. Brown, he said he had like food poisoning in that game where it went off. He said he threw up for the first time in his life. At 25 years old, that was the first time he had ever thrown up.
So I take a few things from that. Number one, he's never had food poisoning before.
Yeah.
Number two is because of his father's, you know, vigilant, you know, training, he really wasn't one of those guys that went out and got a hammer and, you know, threw up at the In-N-Out Burger in LA where he lived, you know?
Yeah, he seems like more of a strict upbringing.
Yeah.
No nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Also must be super healthy. Never had the flu.
Right.
Like the stomach flu.
Right.
In his whole life.
Stoney, when's the last time you threw up?
God, I don't remember. I
like, for me, it was like the last month I did. I mean, it's,
you
like,
did?
Yeah. I had like bad migraine. It was like a Sunday. It was a miserable day.
Oh, I haven't thrown up in a long time.
I can remember mine, but it's been a long time ago.
Do you remember the last time you threw up when you were too drunk or whatever?
Well, that's the last time I remember. Yes. Yes, I went to a Dave Matthews concert with Kyle. I mean, it was in like the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drank way too much. And I was not feeling
good
the next day.
I did not know you got migraines.
I don't.
Oh, you...
I haven't had one in maybe 10 years, and it just hit me really hard on
That happens to most people. Like, our son Sam has been experiencing that.
I'm fortunately not someone who experiences them often. The time before that would have been food poisoning. but for St. Brown, he never in his entire life had thrown up until this last week.
Gov, did you have food poisoning when we were coming back from Vegas? Was that food poisoning?
No.
Oh, you know what
the
I'm saying.
The seal just broke at the wrong time.
Oh, no.
Two visits to the bathroom on the plane, and I've never done that in my life, well, and I don't want to again. Because it's not enough room.
It was because we had you had like some kind of, it was like Mexican food before we took off, right?
Yeah.
Look
at this guy.
I feel like that's your own fault at this point. Let's huddle up. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Ticket Texter says, yes, Ticket Texter says that she's a 56-year-old woman, big fan of the show, has never thrown up in her life.
Good for her. That seems incredible. It seems mind-blowing to me.
Amon Ross St. Brown said he has never thrown up prior to this last week with food poisoning. 25 years old, had never thrown up.
Good for him, too.
That's incredible.
Good genes, good health.
Yes.
Didn't go out partying too much in college, I guess.
No, apparently not.
I've thrown up in this studio.
Because you were sick?
I was sick. Yeah.
Or hungover?
it's a fair question. It's probably been a couple years ago now, but I was doing nights.
Uh-huh.
I was the last show of the day. I'd been feeling, you know, not great, but well, whatever. You come in to do the job. And it got worse and worse and worse. Maybe two segments in, I take a phone call, and it just grabbed a garbage can, and there it was.
Let's go to CBS Network.
That's what do you do?
You're like, I know.
I'm like, guys, sorry. Have a good night.
Yeah.
I gotta go home.
Who produced?
Oh man, I don't remember.
Put him on the air for a little bit.
Hey buddy, you take him to 11 or whatever. Yeah, that's But I was shocked to see that St. Brown had never puked.
Yes.
248-539-9797. We're talking about fans and fandom. Some of your thoughts on, are you a bad fan if you think they won't win the Super Bowl? Stoney's experienced some of that this week. I've seen some of that this week. Texter says, fan regardless of how far they go, and we can look forward to next season, not the next draft.
Yes, that's a wonderful attitude to have.
Says, we will learn a lot about this team after the Niners game. If we put a impressive display out, I'm confident again. I see. I think that's the Vikings game that you're really going to get that jolt.
Well,
because that's going to be for a division potentially.
Yes, the Niners game though is, you know, look, there's a team that's also injured, so it's injured versus injured. Lions traveling across country, Monday night football. Hopefully, you know, if they win this week, it's going to be a huge game. They're all going to be. And you know what? Dan Campbell likes cashing in on receipts. And we know what happened the last time they played.
I feel good about the next couple weeks. I mean, week 18 is going to be a dogfight. It was a two-point game the last time they played Minnesota.
I actually don't think it's going to make a difference.
You think Minnesota drops a game before then?
Mm-hmm. Either Seattle or Green Bay, one of them.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Last one.
Although I hope Geno plays for Seattle this week.
That would help go a long way. Sam Howell.
Sam Howell. Oh,
did you watch
God.
Him come in?
Oh,
I think it was whoever was on the call goes, he's going to go out firing Sam Howell. Say what you want about him. And then he took like a bad sack and he wasn't throwing down the field. I mean, it's bad football. Last texter. Whether or not the Lions are favored to win the Super Bowl is irrelevant. At the end of the day, they still have a chance like anybody else. Got a whole lot tougher, but they still have a chance.
Of course they do.
We all agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Ooh, some would-be thieves are on the loose after slamming a U-Haul into a Detroit dispensary in a smash-and-grab attempt. So, the owner of the Jazz Cannabis Club on Telegraph near McNichols said he received a phone call from his alarm company. This was right around 4:45 a.m. on Wednesday morning about a U-Haul and an SUV that were at the business. So he said, hey, call the police, dispatch them. And while the police were on their way, the suspect slammed the truck into the building, created a huge hole in the side of the wall, right? Whoa. Nothing was taken because they fled the scene. But of course, now the building is left with this giant hole in the wall. And the owner says, you know what? If I file an insurance claim, my insurance is going to go up. So I'm just going to try to fix it myself. But he says this is the second time that thieves have tried to get into his business, get into his inventory. About a month ago, a group showed up with hammers, tried to get in, and he believes that it's the same group of individuals. And they got away. So maybe they'll try again and maybe they'll get caught because...
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. A suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting at a vehicle on the Southfield Freeway during a road rage situation Wednesday morning. So police started to receive reports of a shooting. And after they did so, they discovered with bullet holes, right? And the driver of that vehicle said, hey, I was shot at while I was driving on the freeway, but thankfully I wasn't injured. Well, thanks to some witnesses and also evidence collected at the scene, officers were able to identify the suspect, found him, pulled him over, took him into custody, found the gun in the vehicle as well. Everything is still pending investigation. It's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
They're happening not all the time, but pretty frequently. I have stories about road rage shootings. Come on, people. Deep breath.
Now we
down.
Have a place where they can take their rage.
Yeah, go to the rage room with the danger zone and smash some things. Get it all out.
Highway to the danger zone.
There you have it. Consumers Energy has filed a new request to increase rates for its gas customers, asking the Michigan Public Service Commission for a $248 million hike. So if approved, customers would see a 10.8% increase going into effect in late 2025. And the company says that the new rate hike is needed for upgrades to its natural gas infrastructure. They need to replace old equipment. They need to rehab gas wells, yada, yada, yada. So look forward to that.
I'm sure everybody's thrilled to hear that news.
Yes. So soccer star Trinity Rodman opened up about her relationship with her father, Dennis Rodman, during this appearance on Call Her Daddy podcast. And it doesn't sound like they have much of a relationship at all. She did explain that her parents separated in 2004, officially divorced in 2012 when she was 10 years old. She went on to call him an alcoholic who is only her father by blood, right? So really no relationship there. She said that, they couldn't even live with him at one point in time because he was always throwing parties, was always bringing women back to the house. Was saying, though, like he loves the spotlight, right? Would love to like bring his children on stage and be like, these are my kids, right? To get attention. Yeah. But obviously wasn't actually being a father to her at all. She talked about him showing up at one of her biggest games one time and how it it basically had a huge negative impact on her. And, you know, cameras were there and saw her crying by him and thought like, oh, this is a good father-daughter moment, right? But no, she was crying because
it was all about him.
Yeah, and like, it, you know, ruined her mindset during that game. And yeah, does not sound like he is. She says she doesn't talk to him at all, but she does answer his phone calls if he does call, just because she's going to, but yeah, doesn't mean much to her. It's pretty sad.
It is super sad.
It's very, very sad.
I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, Dennis Rodman.
Right.
No, it's not surprising, but it's still super sad to hear.
Yeah. You know what pissed me off reading that article? This is so me. There was an article, there was a few stories about the interview, but the one I read all talked about was, you know, former Chicago Bulls star. Didn't mention that the
Pistons.
He played with the Pistons. Yes. You know, he won championships here too.
Really before he went off the deep end.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So earlier today, I told you about this guy in New York who found a mastodon jaw while he was out gardening in his backyard. Pretty cool. Well, there's a woman in Texas who just found a message in a bottle, which is also pretty cool. So this woman was walking on the South Padre Island coast on December 7th when a message in a bottle washed up. It was covered in barnacles. It was like a Captain Morgan bottle. And inside was this rolled up piece of paper. Little note said, by Angela, 23, and Emily, 24, from Kewadin Island in Florida, sent out June 15th of 2024. So not an old message by any means, okay, you guys?
No.
But still kind of cool, yes, nonetheless, right? So she took it home. I mean, so it made its way. It made its way about 1,000 miles in 6 months.
That's good.
So she added a note to the piece of paper. She added her own note. She put her Instagram handle on it, social media handle, because she's been trying to track down Emily and Angela, but can't find them on social media. She says the journey for this bottle is going to continue because she put it back out in the water, and now it's up to the sea to carry it away.
See, your head, you're thinking.
In a bottle.
Thank you, Stoney. It's also the Police's best song.
But when you get the bottle, you're thinking it's going to be from 20 years ago or something or more.
Mm-hmm. 2024. But it is so cool, but not that cool, I guess, because it's not that old.
Greg, it's a good one, but Roxanne to me is their best. Anyway,
I think Stoney's right. All right, coming up next. Coming up next, the holidays are great. We love the holidays.
Who doesn't?
But you don't have to pretend to love everything about the holidays. We know one thing Heather doesn't like. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to share some of yours as well. That's next. It's 97.1. Good morning. Jim Costa with Stoney, Heather, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. John and I are going to be taking some time off at the end of the year, which means instead of the 12 days of Christmas, you get the 12 days of Stoney.
Ooh.
2 days this week, 5 next, 5 the week after that. Today's the
first. 4 on each.
Oh,
we're off for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, but the 10 days of Stoney doesn't work as well as
the
12
days. Yeah,
it's
true.
So forget about that.
Right.
Exactly. So is today a partridge in a pear tree? Tomorrow we get the turtle doves?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, we'll roll with it. It's either way, it's a festive finish at the end of the season.
We hope so, yes.
We're happy to have you in. I know everybody's loving having you in this morning. Heather said something last week about Christmas.
Well, it wasn't about Christmas, but it was about...
It was Christmas adjacent.
It was. Christmas decor.
Yeah.
That I just don't like. It's no secret, I've said it before. I hate the inflatables. I hate them. I don't like them.
They're tacky.
Well, I never said that.
You implied it.
Okay. Maybe I'm implying that. I just don't like the look. I don't think that they add much to your front yard.
It's not as traditional.
And they look like garbage, literally, when they're deflated.
True. I'm okay with if somebody has like one. It's when they have multiple inflatables, it's like absurd to me. Just have one. Give me Santa. That's it.
John has Olaf, which is how we got on this.
Okay.
Because Teddy loves Olaf. And John eventually said, you know what? And I do too, damn it. I love the Olaf inflatable we have in our yard.
Well, good.
He waves at everyone. It's great.
So you wouldn't call them tacky, maybe trashy? Because they look like trash. Okay. Either way, Heather.
See, tacky is actually being more
polite.
When
they're deflated, they do look like trash. They look like garbage.
Exactly.
They're ugly. They're awful. I hate them.
When Heather drives by, it's easier inflatable. She puts her nose up and can't believe someone would. Mm-hmm. But we bring this up not to do inflatables.
No.
We're bringing this up because while we all love the holidays, we don't love all of the holidays. There may be something that you don't have to pretend to be jolly about. Mm-hmm. What's something about the holidays, the worst part of the holidays to you? 248-539-9797.
For me as a kid, even though early on we did celebrate or observe a little Christmas gift, even though being Jewish, but as I was older, what pissed me off was we would get, you know, like one gift a night for the 8 nights of Hanukkah, mm-hmm. but it still wasn't as much as my friends, my Christian friends, who would get like 25 things for Christmas. Now, wait, we have 8 days.
25 things?
They only have, like, I'm being
You did live with
exaggerating.
The rich people. What do
you want to say? No, not at all. Not where I grew up.
25 gifts?
No, what happened?
He's just exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating. They got more on one day than he did for 8.
Yes, exactly.
The little stocking stuffers. Yes. It all adds up, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm counting all mm-hmm. the stocking stuffers.
Yeah, it does add up. It adds up quick. Mm-hmm. I get that. As a kid, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, not enjoying that. There's a lot of things. Not a lot. I love the holidays. I love almost everything about it. But there's a couple things I can think of I don't like. Simple things. I hate wrapping gifts.
Oh, Doug asked me the other day, yesterday, how are you at wrapping gifts? I said, here's how I wrap gifts. I buy them. If I'll buy them at the store, I'll have them do it. I'll pay extra. Or when I do have them wrap a gift, I have to go through like so much scotch tape. It's just, I'm the worst. I am a klutz.
No way, Stoney. You pay somebody to do it?
Well, if you're at the store, if you buy a gift, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's your answer to a lot of things. Just have somebody else do it.
Guy knows his skill set.
Maybe. Exactly. I know
my, here's the keys to the boat.
I know my limitations.
Here's the grill.
Here's the grill, yeah.
I know my limitations. I know what I'm good at and what I'm bad at.
But the ultimate move is you just get the bag. And then you just put like the puffy paper at the top.
No, see, yeah. And I don't like the gift
bag. The bag is great. The bag. Here's one thing I don't, believe it or not, I don't like about Christmas, the holidays. Eggnog.
Ugh. Oh, that's a good one. Who does? Apparently people do.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't either.
I'm not an eggnog person.
How about this one? I don't have kids, but you guys do. The Elf on the Shelf. How creepy is that?
Oh my gosh. I absolutely hate the Elf on the Shelf. I am crossing my fingers that Emily never discovers what that is so that I never have to do it.
Good luck.
I'm really hoping she does it.
It's just going to happen.
Well, we didn't have Elf on a Shelf growing up, so
no,
when did that when did that become a thing? Why do we have to do this?
About 20 years ago,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
we pretty much started.
Yeah.
I just missed
the fact that it moves every single night, and now people post about what their elf has done. Oh, it's gotten into the toilet paper. It's eating all the chocolate, and like it gets. Ugh. Why? Why do I have to do that?
Because it leads to your kids having imaginations.
Yeah,
and
but
believing belief.
Is Santa not enough?
Santa, yeah. But yeah, exactly.
You guys,
but you got
wow.
Santa. Santa is like the ultimate Christmas, you know, belief as a young person.
Santa's watching. Why do we need this little creepy elf?
And I kind of don't like that aspect of it either. Like, be good because the elf is watching. Like, no, let's just be good because I want you to be a good person. Like,
Santa's watching. He gets a list. The whole, it's just, it goes along with the shebang.
Nice.
Look, in the end, it is creepy, but it's the kid's trumpet. Just like the inflatables, Heather. That's why. This is why the topic was created, because you hate inflatables so much that if little Emily sees one and says, "Mommy, can we get one of those?"
I say no.
Wow.
Do you think it's that people are lazy? Like, you guys do a real like light show at your house,
yeah,
and you think it's someone just rolling out one balloon?
Oh, you know you know what else I hate? The laser beams that people point at their house now.
On the garage door?
Yeah. Go put up Christmas lights. Don't just go put out a laser beam that puts...
What would you put outside your house? Just lights on the trees and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, but we go all out. Like, we have, like, this huge, like, extension mechanism, and we put lights around the big trees.
So
they flash and blink. It's great.
So you and Colin actually put them up physically yourselves?
Well, he does.
Okay,
yes.
He does. Obviously, we don't. But... people in our neighborhood do. They put on these, you know, elaborate displays that I love, and I don't think they do it. People
they hire
pay
someone.
A lot of money.
It's expensive.
How much? That's my question. How much is it to have professionally done Christmas light display, and is it worth it?
I say, how much would you be willing to pay?
Well, it's like anything in life,
right?
I don't know how much it. I have no idea, but I've heard it's expensive. It might depend on how tall the trees are, how large the trees are. I don't know. Or how many trees,
yeah.
How many
square
lights.
Footage.
I love the ones like that go around the the roof line.
Yeah.
But you'd almost have to, if you have a large, high house, like a tall house, right. You'd have to hire someone.
Yeah.
So what is it for you guys? Okay, we all love the holidays. We're prefacing it with that. We like family and presents and joy and jolliness.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pretend to love all of it. What's the one thing you don't like? The worst part of the holidays? 248-539-9797. We've hit inflatables, elf on a shelf, projecting.
Yeah, the laser beams. Wrapping gifts. You know what it is, though? I just don't have the proper place to wrap gifts. I need to be standing because my back is so bad. Okay. I typically am like on the ground in the living room with the TV on or we're watching a Christmas movie. But then by the time I stand up, I'm like, I can't even stand up because I'm in so much pain.
Obviously, I've wrapped gifts, but the way they come out is like ridiculous.
Stoney, I've been there. You get to a point and you're like, do I start over or do I just put more tape and double wrap it, basically?
Yeah. The other thing I don't like about the holidays, I know I'm going to piss a certain amount of people off. I don't know if jealous is the right word. Hanukkah is so lame. Christmas is so great. It really is. And maybe it's because I don't celebrate Christmas. Hanukkah is, whatever.
Are you having a coming to Jesus moment, Sony?
No. I'm not coming to Jesus.
You can still celebrate Christmas as like a non-Christian, though. You can just do the commercialized version of it.
I love Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, you don't have to pick. You could do both.
I know.
You could put up a Christmas tree.
Well, I had one of my roommates in Washington, who was also Jewish, he loved Christmas too. And he got a whole tree.
Oh, really?
And I said, there's only one stipulation because I'm not into the religious aspect of it. No angel or anything like that. Just put up, regular, Santa and things like that.
You could put a Santa hat on the top.
Yeah.
Or a star.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Or we just do like these decorative, like floral poofs.
Yes. And there is no such thing as a Hanukkah bush or Hanukkah Harry.
Do you play with the dreidel?
That's the one good thing about it, because you're taught gambling at an early age. You spin the dreidel and Aleph, which is one of the Jewish letters, the Hebrew letters. You get your Hanukkah gelt, which is money. It's like they have the chocolate money.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? The worst of the holiday season. Maybe Stoney has some ideas to really take Hanukkah to the next level.
Well, Adam Sandler tried.
That's right. It's 97.1. A classic. Tis the season. Listen, everybody loves this time of year, right?
Damn right.
You got the lights, the music, gift giving. You see family.
It's a beautiful thing.
Didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
NFL on Christmas Day now.
That's so lame.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so here's where we're at. The worst part of the holiday.
Yeah.
You don't have to be pretend jolly about all of it. So what is it? We brought up inflatables, the projector lights,
yes,
elf on a shelf,
like
wrapping presents, even with the workarounds, kind of a pain in the ass. NFL on Christmas Day, apparently.
Look, self is okay with it because, A, I don't celebrate Christmas, but it's not even that. It's I'm going to be in my house by myself with the dogs, so it'll be on. My wife and daughter are going to be out of town. So I'm okay with it, but it's just for people who are very, religious about it, number one, or very, familial about it, number two, where people go over people's houses in them afternoons or whatever, and Christmas dinner. Like the NBA has Christmas, okay? But it's, for the most part, unless your team is playing, it's just nice background to television. That's all it is, okay? And it's a big deal for the NBA, whatever. Having big games on Christmas, I don't know. Do the fans of these teams even want to go to the games on Christmas? I remember the Broncos came here one year on Christmas. It was all right, I guess. I don't know. I think it's too much, to be quite honest with you. And they're good games this year, too.
Listen, if the Lions were playing, it'd be sold out and everybody would be having a great time. Like, I remember the Lions played on Christmas Eve against the Chargers. When they clinched the playoff spot, Cliff Averill had like the pick at the end to pile on. And that was at Ford Field on Christmas Eve.
Right.
4:05 kick, which meant it was going to go into some of people's Christmas Eve plans. Like, Christmas Eve is actually a bigger night for me than Christmas Day.
More religious for a lot of people as well.
But the NFL on Christmas Day, Heather, you've been kind of making faces.
Well, when you were bringing up if the Lions were playing, everyone would go, that could cause some huge rifts. Because if they were playing on Christmas Day and Colin's like, I'm going to the game. Ooh, I would not be happy. He would never do that because he loves Christmas Day. But I would not be happy with that. And
what about
neither
when
would families.
He's got the game on or you guys are trying to travel to see family and he's got to find a spot in front of the TV?
I think that would be tough, too. I mean, I actually talked to him about this. I was like, are you going to want to watch the games on Christmas Day? Because we have kind of tradition that we do every mm-hmm. Christmas Day. And he loves Christmas Day probably more than I do. And he was like, well, no, I don't think I won't have him on. He's like, well, maybe I'll just check in, you know, like just once in a while. But I don't think that many people, unless it's your team playing, really, I don't know. Maybe your traditions of what you do, but we're not going to watch.
We're hosting a sports show. I'm sure a lot of people are going to
watch, yes.
And they're good games this year.
And you can still gamble on Christmas.
But like sit down and watch or just have them on in the background? Or how will they impact your Christmas celebration?
This is the start of Fantasy Championship weekend for most people, too, is that Wednesday's games is the start of week 17.
Yeah.
Most people settle their fantasy. Look, for me, like this year, I think the big downfall is I would prefer these be 4:30 and 8 o'clock games. The 1 o'clock, you're getting in the way of my Christmas Day. If I was offered Lions tickets to go, I wouldn't go.
1 o'clock.
Same as Colin.
To the 1 o'clock game. I go to a night game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What time are most masses on Christmas? Are they in the morning? I would assume, right? Not that we care that much about the West Coast. You're talking 10 o'clock in the morning? You know, there's football on Christmas morning? That's absurd.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it that way. Because, like, for us, East Coast time, like, for me, we're not religious. Wake up, open presents, and then we'll have the whole day. Right. And I could watch whatever we want, hang out. And the NFL is kind of an added bonus. I like that the NFL is going to be on Christmas Day. But maybe it falls into one of the things about the holiday that you don't like. Let's get to the phones. Rob in Grand Ledge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how everybody doing?
Good.
So, when I was little, my mother would start Christmas decorations in the house the first of the month of November. Work all the way to the November for Thanksgiving, and it had to be done on the outside. The kitchen, the living room, my bedroom. I had to help. I just have a Christmas tree, and I put it up, and they all decorated. There was one year my wife wanted the decorations outside for the kids. I bought 5 inflatables, and I said, that's all you're getting. That was the only year that ever happened. I'm just tired, you know. It's like my mom did overkill.
It took the
and
fun
a sibling
out
of mine.
Yeah.
And a sibling of mine, they love it so much, they have a room dedicated 365 days out of the whole year, and their Christmas tree never comes down.
I should call you Ebenezer, but how many times does your sibling go to Bronner's?
Oh, twice a year. Bronner's is a wonderful Christmas, 24/7 almost. 364 days of the year for Christmas.
Yeah, we know.
So I've learned.
And she goes overboard.
Clearly. A room 365 days dedicated to Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow. You said you should have called him Ebenezer. People were calling Heather Scrooge on the ticket text. Because you were kind of going rapid fire with some things you didn't like.
I say I love the holidays, and then you started talking, and I'm like, wait, I don't like that either. I don't like that. Apparently I am when it comes to decor.
Someone loves it, says, Heather, spot on. Keep going. Let it rip. But some people, go, is Heather, is she the Grinch?
No, she just doesn't like inflatables. Mm-hmm.
Says, Heather and Costa sound like a couple bitches. Oops, Grinches.
Mm-hmm.
Heather's correct. Laser beams and inflatables are trashy. Both of them. Trashy. Heather showing she's a diva, Bridezilla's back, all that stuff on the ticket text this morning.
So you're thinking that modern decorations, so to speak, are trashy is what they...
I think they're cheating it.
Yeah, it's not that they're trashy. I'm not saying that. Maybe it's the laziness of the laser beams. I just don't think that those look good. I've seen some cool ones incorporated with lights where they're not actually shining at the house. They're actually shining the laser beams up at trees.
I do appreciate...
And they can look cooler, but...
I do appreciate that we've gone away from every house being red and green lights to blues and whites, and they're pretty cool as well. But to sit there and not appreciate... the laser beams. It's just, it's technology. It's like everything else. It'd be me sitting there saying, God, Christmas for football, it should just be the blue-gray game like when I was a kid. I mean, that, which is what it was. There was another all-star game, I think, on Christmas, but I don't know. And the NFL, it just, it's fine with me, but if you're somewhat of a religious person celebrating Christmas with your family, do you really want that or on?
Tons of texts. We got phone calls as well. Nick in Canada. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Morning, everyone. How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Just quickly, I have a three-year-old, but I remember loathing going to Christmas gatherings because old Aunt Sue decided to put her face right in my newborn baby's face, and that drove me up the wall. That is the one thing I hate about Christmas and the holidays, is old Aunt Sue trying to get a kiss on the baby.
Don't kiss the baby. Don't kiss the baby. Yeah, I get that. I mean, if you have little ones, back off.
Yeah.
And the holiday babies, like, Heather, you have holiday babies.
Yeah.
I got some cute holiday babies.
Yeah, we're family members a little. Now, well, yeah, but like initially, we're family members getting a little too.
I have a literal Christmas baby.
Yes.
Born on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I set the rules pretty quickly. Don't kiss the baby, right? Like, literally, don't. Don't kiss her. Don't kiss him. You can hold him.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, now they're bigger, so it doesn't matter.
It's okay now.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, when they're newborn, you don't want to.
I know.
I mean, you're really not supposed to.
Is it like germs and stuff? Is it just not good for them at that point?
Sure. You don't want to get them sick. You don't want to get them infected with who knows what. And yeah.
Okay. Things you hate about the holidays. Text, phone calls. We're going to work in a little Red Wings hockey in the next hour. We've got the Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.